Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 31st of May, 2026, at 18:36 Israel time, 15:36 UT6. IDF captures Beaufort Castle, expands Lebanon offensive as Trump tightens Iran deal terms, May 31st, 15:36 UTC, 18:36 Israel. Evening edition. Bottom line up front, the IDF has captured the strategic Beaufort Castle and advanced past the Litani River, ordering evacuation south of the Zarni River as Hezbollah fired rockets at northern Israel. President Trump requested amendments to a draft US-Iran ceasefire deal focusing on uranium stockpile terms, while Iran insisted on securing its rights before any agreement. Israeli troops seized Beaufort Castle and crossed the Litani, marking the deepest Israeli advance in Lebanon since 2006. Hezbollah launched rocket barrages at Acre, Nahariya, and the Western Galilee, causing panic but no reported injuries. Trump sought tougher terms on uranium enrichment in the draft deal, sending a revised framework back to Tehran. On the home front, sirens and rocket impacts were reported in northern Israel. There are no nationwide home front command restrictions, but local authorities may advise sheltering in place. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Lebanon, the IDF's ground operations saw troops reach the outskirts of Nabate. Defense Minister Israel Katz said forces will remain stationed at Beaufort Castle as part of a new security zone in southern Lebanon. The IDF ordered the forced displacement of all residents living south of the Zarni River, expanding evacuation warnings. Hezbollah's rocket barrages triggered sirens in Acre, Nahariya, and the Western Galilee. The IDF intercepted most projectiles. Others fell in open areas. A drone explosion in Beit Hillel caused casualties, according to Israeli media. Hezbollah claimed attacks on Israeli positions in Odaise and Metila, and said it targeted Haifa and Nahariya with missiles and drones. The IDF struck Hezbollah infrastructure in Tyre and other areas of southern Lebanon. Airstrikes were reported on Blat, Kar, Sur, Deben, and Al-Ghassani. Video showed widespread destruction in Tyre. Head of Hezbollah's Juristic Council, Sheikh Mohammed Yazbek, addressed the resistance community, saying they are close to what he called the third liberation. In Gaza, an Israeli strike targeted a residential building in Al-Baray refugee camp in the central strip, injuring at least four Palestinians, including a woman and a child. In the West Bank, a Palestinian was reported injured after Israeli forces shot him in his car in eastern Tulkarem. On the multilateral track, France requested an emergency UN Security Council session following the IDF capture of Beaufort Castle and what it described as the expansion of occupation to 2,000 square kilometers of Lebanese territory. Moving to Iran, President Trump requested amendments to the draft US-Iran ceasefire deal, focusing on the fate of Iran's enriched uranium stockpile. The revised framework was sent back to Tehran, with a US official saying a deal could come at the turn of the week. Trump stated the deal is coming, in his words, slowly but surely, and that Iran agreed not to procure nuclear arms. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammed Barghar Ghalibaf said negotiators place no trust in enemy promises and any agreement would only be accepted after tangible gains for the Iranian nation are secured. Government spokesperson Fatma Mohajirani said the continued presence of Iranians on the streets boosts the morale of diplomatic and defensive apparatuses. Iran's Khatam Al-Anbiya Central Headquarters declared full control over the Strait of Hormuz, warning all vessels must comply with Iranian regulations or face serious risks. The IRGC Navy reported 28 ships passed through the strait under its coordination in the past 24 hours. Domestically, Iranian authorities shuttered a Tehran cafe over alleged satanic activities, citing Western-style music that provided a setting for abnormal behaviors. The Parliament held its third virtual session amid ongoing internet restrictions, with 187 representatives attending online. Iran reinstated some internet access, but restrictions remain for most, with not all data centers back online and protocols blocked or whitelisted. Elsewhere, Denmark's Security and Intelligence Service assessed that Iran plays a more prominent role in security threats against Denmark following recent global developments. Tehran rejected the accusations. In Syria, an Israeli patrol of four vehicles advanced into a position between Maria and Al-Arida in the Yarmouk Basin area of western Daraa countryside, with no clashes or arrests reported. The Euphrates River flood caused further infrastructure collapses in Al-Raqqa and Deir Ezzer, leaving entire towns isolated and cutting off water supplies. Moving to the analysis, first the trend. The operational tempo in southern Lebanon has accelerated sharply compared to the trailing 7 days. The IDF's capture of Beaufort Castle and advance to the Sarani River line represents a qualitative leap beyond the Litani crossing reported on May 29th, compressing a week's worth of incremental gains into a single 24-hour window. The protagonist set remains unchanged, IDF ground forces and Hezbollah's rocket units, but the scale of the IDF's territorial ambition has expanded dramatically, now encompassing a declared security zone south of the Zarani. Hezbollah's response, while persistent, has not escalated in kind. Rocket salvos continue at a steady rate without introducing new weapon systems or targeting deeper into Israel. This asymmetry suggests the IDF is dictating the pace of escalation, with Hezbollah calibrating its response to avoid triggering a full-scale Israeli ground assault on Nabatea or beyond. On the information environment, the picture is bifurcated between an Israeli narrative of decisive military progress and a Hezbollah narrative of steadfast resistance. Israeli official channels and allied media are framing the Beaufort capture as a historic victory, emphasizing the symbolic weight of the site and the expansion of the security zone. Hezbollah's media apparatus counters with claims of successful rocket strikes and drone attacks, while its leadership invokes the Third Liberation to sustain morale. The gap between reporting and underlying evidence is stark. Hezbollah claims targeting Haifa and Nahariya, yet no independent damage assessments confirm significant impacts. Meanwhile, the IDF's evacuation orders south of the Zarani are underreported in Western media, masking the humanitarian displacement. The US-Iran deal narrative is being shaped by Trump's public optimism, which contrasts with Iranian officials' insistence on tangible gains, creating a perception gap that Tehran exploits to manage domestic expectations and the synthesis. The IDF's rapid push to the Zarani River is less about territorial control and more about creating irreversible facts on the ground to pressure both Hezbollah and Iran in parallel negotiation tracks. By establishing a buffer zone deep inside Lebanon, Israel is signalling to Hezbollah that the cost of continued rocket fire will be the permanent loss of southern Lebanon, while simultaneously demonstrating to Washington that it can secure its northern border without a US-Iran deal, thereby reducing American leverage over Israeli operations. A counter-reading is that the IDF is simply exploiting a window of opportunity before a potential ceasefire constrains its movements. However, the explicit linkage of the advance to a new security zone and the timing coinciding with Trump's revised deal terms suggest a coordinated strategy to maximize bargaining power. The evacuation of civilians south of the Zarani further indicates an intention to hold terrain, not just raid it, making any diplomatic rollback exceedingly difficult, and to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for Sentinel 1 SAR imagery for the Beaufort Castle area, Orbit 21 descending pass around 15:30 UTC to confirm IDF vehicle concentrations and defensive positions. Monitor flight radar 24 for unusual Iranian cargo flights such as Iran Air or Puya Air into Beirut or Damascus in the next 24 hours, indicating resupply activity. Track the posting cadence of the Hezbollah-affiliated Telegram channel War Media for any shift from routine claims to operational security warnings or martyr dumb announcements. Looking at these through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will announce the establishment of a formal closed military zone south of the Zarani River, with continued evacuation orders for remaining civilians. Hezbollah will launch at least one rocket barrage targeting Haifa within the next 24 hours, but without causing mass casualties, as it seeks to demonstrate reach without triggering a disproportionate Israeli response. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct kinetic exchange between the two states, as both prioritize the US-mediated deal negotiations. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will deploy a new weapon system, such as a precision-guided missile or a large-scale drone swarm against an IDF concentration near Nabatea, causing significant casualties and prompting Israeli airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. Before the next UN Security Council session, Iran will conduct a live-fire exercise in the Strait of Hormuz, temporarily closing the waterway to non-compliant vessels and seizing a foreign flag tanker, escalating tensions with the US Navy. Within 72 hours, a rogue Palestinian faction in the West Bank will carry out a mass casualty attack inside Israel, exploiting the IDF's focus on Lebanon, leading to a large-scale Israeli operation in Jenin or Nablus. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.